Hey everybody, it's Alan Scher from the Spa Industry Association. We are back with another fast 18-minute podcast. Wait, I'll hit the timer, you'll hear it. There we go. This is Flock and Gather, and today I have a very, very dear friend of me, at least for the last dozen or so years, although she's way younger than I am. Please welcome Noreen Young. Noreen Young is a makeup queen in our business. I love her to death. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How about you, Alan?
Good. Every time I hear your voice, if people could see me, they'd see a big grin on my face right now, because you always say, hello, gorgeous, and it says on your website, hi, gorgeous, as well, and now I know where you get that from.
Yes, I love to do that. And you know what? Everybody needs to feel gorgeous in their own way.
Good.
You know, it is pretty as inside, too, don't get me wrong, but no one hates when I tell them hello, gorgeous, or when I say hello, handsome. And I don't think it's inappropriate. To be honest with you, I mean, you don't know how many people love when I call them hello, handsome. And it just lifts the cab driver's day.
Agreed.
It lifts the concierge day. You know, the airline pilot when I'm boarding the plane. You know, yep. It's just special. It makes people feel good. And
Noreen,
that's what I'm all about.
Let's talk about that for a sec because, excuse me, in today's world, everybody needs a pick-me-up. I don't care who you are. And why is it so hard for a lot of the world to smile? Why do you think, like, for you and I are, I would say, are hardwired to be nice and be smiling and say, hello, gorgeous, hello, darling, blah, blah, blah. But that's not always easy for people, is it?
No, I think it's also like a personality trait or maybe, you know, from when they were little and the parents were a certain way. I don't know. But I used to be extremely shy and I stuttered, believe it or not. And I was different in the way that I wasn't as bold and beautiful as this spirit that I have. And I'm so happy I stepped to the other side and became more outgoing a bit, even though I'm still shy in my own way. And I love, like I said to you, to make people happy. And I'm not just saying that. I wake up like this. My husband gets asked that question all the time. Is your wife always like this? And yeah, I got a problem. I always wake up in a happy spirit.
Noreen, you know what's so funny about that? I've had my friends say they want to come back as me because of my...
Oh.
Wait, but you know who I wanted to come back as? We had a Australian a cattle dog crossed with a Jack Russell. I wanted to come back as him. Every single day was a great day for him. And I'm reminded of the story. You know how the doorbell rings and dogs go yarking for the door and their tails wagging, even though the door is never for them. But they get up and they get happy every single time the door rings.
It's sort of like me when a client comes.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's
My tail wags too.
You know, in the dozen or so years you and I have been hanging out and I've been coming into your class and you graciously let us sign up members, your room is always at standing room capacity because you deliver what to people who want to learn about makeup? What do you deliver that they love that you're always packed?
Well, I think that personality and your happy spirit goes a long way. I'm talking about when you're conducting a class. You want them wanting more. You want them happy. You want them to be engaged. And it's just like we engage our clients when they come to our treatment room or our makeup area or our salon, whatever it is we do in the world of beauty. We want them to feel welcome. And I love to engage them from the get-go and keep them in those seats. And then I love talking on, guest speaking on, educating on marketing, promotions, beauty secrets, beauty hacks, things that they're not necessarily familiar with or knowing. And I love to do it with my own style. One has to build that little personality out, you know, for their business. And,
right.
You know, you are a brand and so is the brand that you sell. So people have to understand that is what you have to bring out to, again, make those clients as welcome like I do in a classroom. And I love educating, and I love the love notes. When I come back, I get emails or phone calls, but it is so sweet. Sometimes they give me a note at the end of the class and I'm wondering what they're handing me. And it's a teeny slip of paper saying, thank you for making me so happy today. You know, another one, my dog died, my mother died, my father died. I have been so blue. This is the first beauty show I've attended in a year, and you made my year. You know, those kind of things, I love that. And when people have no hope for their business, I want to give them hope, because right now we are feeling kind of hopeless.
Yeah. You said three or four things I just want to quickly reiterate. Having a happy spirit goes a long way. Plus, the endorphins kick in your own body and make you feel good. So it's a double bonus.
'Cause mine are doing that right now.
Right, it's a double bonus. You feel good and other people feel good.
It's contagious. It's sort of like laughter. Laughter truly is the best medicine. And it's the best medicine we could use with our clients now.
Yep. The second thing you said is about being engaged. And I have to tell you, I think that goes right along with a happy spirit, right? Like, you need to pull people. Like, I love how you set up your stand up front. You've got your lights up and then you get gals to sit up in the chair. That kind of one-on-one process, you know, I think they feel like they're more in your studio than they're sitting in a classroom at the IECSC Education Center. And I think that's
right.
A very important, critical factor for what you do.
It's like lights, camera, action.
Oh,
and
God,
then there's a star in my chair. I always tell my clients, you're a star no matter who you are. When they start naming celebrities and saying how they want to look like this one or that one, I always say to them, you know, I have some great celebrity beauty secrets I could share with you, but I also wanted to tell you, you're a star no matter who you are, and you should see the biggest smiles on their face.
Oh, God. Oh, Noreen, you're making me feel good. I owe you. I need to pay you a consulting fee for this this time frame.
You're so funny. And you know what? I wish you could see where I'm sitting. I'm sitting on a couch that's a big set of red lips. And I want you to just visually see these things. You know, I don't want to be, you know, like where you could really see it. I'm just saying visually see, you know, with your ears. And I also have the sage burning and have a candle burning that says, hello, gorgeous, outside of it. And I have a little incense stick in another corner of the room. And I've created the mood so I could talk with you. And that's what happens. It's an experience with our spa guests, the engaging in every sense of the word, and you create an atmosphere for a safe place for them, a safe space where they feel like $1 million,
oh,
whether
God,
they're with
I love
you
it.
15 minutes or whether they're with you an hour and a half.
Okay, one more thing I want to address that you said. You, in your class, you also talk about marketing and promotion and beauty secrets. And I love that because it's no good to do a treatment if you're not sharing your knowledge and making that next generation come up to speed as well. Yes?
Right. And when I'm with them one-on-one, whether it's at a show or in my chair, I really am talking with them like you're talking to a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Do you ever see some people, they're at a table across from you, and the girls and the guys are all chatting away, and they're having such a great time. They're not necessarily the date. You follow what I'm saying? They're friends. So what's nice is when you talk to your clients, when you speak to your clients with a special way where you're engaging them and having a fabulous time teaching, talking, laughing, and educating them at the same time. Educating, you know, honey, those aren't sunspots. They're fun spots. And it shows a life well lived.
Noreen, you...
Fun spots. Don't you love that better than sunspots?
I do.
And I never talk that down or bad to clients. I don't want to hear I have a marionette line. I don't want to be told I have 11s. I don't want to be told I heard this on a shopping channel and it made me sick to my stomach. Tree trunk necklines.
Oh, Jesus. I have to tell you, Noreen, people are probably sick of hearing me say this, but when I got into the industry 32 years ago, the mantra was educate, educate, educate. Nothing's changed today. That's still the basis for the go forward in all of our product lines, isn't it?
Yes, with a touch of infotainment. So you're giving them education, you're informing them, you're helping them bring out the best in them, you're inspiring them. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm all about. I'm inspiring my clients to wear lipstick. I don't care if you're wearing a mask. I have one under my lipstick, excuse me, under my mask. So I always have a little tint of color. And I'm encouraging my male clients the same. You know what? All of a sudden, I have these newscasters and a few political commentators in town calling me for beauty secrets. And you know what the beauty secret they're looking for is? How do I tone down my bald head on TV? How do I tone down my oily complexion? How do I hydrate my lips? So guess what? We are leaving those with a face chart that has a man's face, blank face on it, and we're leaving it with the products, contactless payment, and putting at their front door, and they or their wives are picking up these things.
So, Noreen, you have segued very well into the next topic I wanted to talk about, because all of a sudden there's this new word in our vocabulary called maskne. And I also then want to talk about how you're managing your own retail business. But let's talk about the maskne thing for a minute, because you said you wear a touch of lipstick anyways under your mask. So address the whole thing. Is this creating issues? Is there really a problem with people wearing masks and their face breaking out? And then what's to be done about it?
Sometimes I do see where, you know, some people just don't want to wear the mask. And so that's, you know, oh, I don't want to wear a mask. So, you know, and I get maskne from it. Some are getting blemishes in the T-zone, blemishes on the chin, irritation if they have really sensitive skin. So to a certain degree, it depends upon the cloth and the type of mask they're wearing. And then number two, it is the sensitivity of a skin. You know, it's like purple eyeshadow. Did you know purple eyeshadow, purple mascara, and purple eyeliner irritate a lot of women's eyes and makes their eyes red and they have to see a dermatologist? There's something in that color, lilac or purple, that will do that. Huh. So the same thing with the mask. There's something in that mask and the rubbing back and forth and putting it on and taking it off that's really ticking off their skin. And it is also drying out the lips. So that's why I'm encouraging that we all consider, if you don't have them already, the easiest thing to sell these days are lip balms, lip scrubs, lip conditioners, and face masks. And in the case of the lip, guys are getting the dry lips too.
Yep.
So a vitamin E lip balm, a vitamin C lip balm, there's no color to them, but they still condition and hydrate those lips from peeling and getting really, really dry. Because I don't know about you, when I take that mask off after I'm out and about or doing something, I'm like burning up hot and I'm thirsty. So your lips are getting dry, your mouth is getting dry, and the masks are not definitely cool. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then when it comes to the skin, I find the easiest thing to do, and I really think they're miracle workers. I love sheet masks. And there's many brands we see on the show floors that have fabulous masks that are made different. You know, some are cloth and some are gel. And these particular hydrating masks really work wonders. So stock up on that, and it's a instant gratification sale, and it could be something that they could do until they see us again. And I always tell my clients, take that sheet mask after you've had it on 15 minutes, take it, and whatever juiciness is still left on it, because it's usually still lush and hydrating, I tell them to take it and rub it down their neck and their décolleté. Guys, too. And it will use up the rest of the mask and get that neck area looking good, too, until they can have a facial with you. Because
Noreen,
I have to confess, I haven't had a facial.
Go.
I haven't had a facial since February.
I just looked it up while you've been defining that. And the first thing it says is about exfoliation and hydration, you know, with masks. So you're totally on track.
Right.
By the way.
So there's all kinds of masks. There's brightening, there's hydrating. And yes, exfoliation is key. Just like when a guy shaves, of course. But I wanted to tell you, whenever I recommend the sheet mask and lip conditioners, they go crazy. And they call me just to tell me how it was so effective and that, like, even a face cream wasn't cutting it. But when they use that mask, those kind of masks, there was a huge difference. And, you know, I recommend like gentle exfoliation, but I want to tell you a little hack that a lot of Southerners here do. They use cornmeal, and instead of making hush puppies, which is a cornmeal, treat they eat here. And I never had one from New York until I moved here from my lovely Southern husband. And I fell in love with that cornmeal.
I love it.
I love to eat them, but I also mix them with a little dash of water or coconut oil. And I know some of you may think I'm crazy with the coconut oil, but you can use jojoba too. And it gently exfoliates with a natural twist. Not all beauty comes from a jar.
No. Okay.
Beauty can come from the garden. Beauty can come from, you know, herbs and your kitchen and other, and it just depends. You have to select wisely. We just can't put anything on our face. And that's
Noreen, yep. I want to finish. I love that idea. And of course, Southern women have always come up with great beauty tips. Let's, even if you're a New Yorker, you're still a Southerner at this point, but let's finish up with talking about how you have stayed flexible and segued your own personal makeup operation on the retail basis. So can you address that a little bit?
Okay. So since March, after, you know, the quarantine, et cetera, I it was really, really quiet. And obviously we had to, you know, hunker down. Well, now we're out and about and each state is different, but I saw where the people are far from booking. They want product slowly but surely. The phone started ringing for product. Yes, I had a few people said, I want to be pampered by you. I want to shop your shelves. I want to go crazy. I want to feel good. And I said to them, we're really not doing that quite yet. But as you've ordered from me before, I just wanted to let you know, we can ship this beauty to your door and you can have it in just a few days. And so the ones who used to physically come in are now grabbing it at the door and paying over the phone. So having a website, having something to retail to them, it doesn't matter what, meaning get started on some things. I'm not saying you have to stick to a certain, you know what, but of course skincare and makeup are pluses. Because I went to pick up something at the pharmacy and I was shocked how many women were combing those aisles for skincare creams and lotions and potions. So if we don't sell it to them, CVS and other stores will. And I'm not knocking those stores. I love them. I'm just saying someone's selling it to them. So why not us?
Oh, I love it. Well, and Noreen,
then
I've
been doing the curbside pickup with contactless payment. And then I've been doing consults over the phone and they love that. And I just been doing happy love notices. And then I did something. Can I just share this with you? Because they loved this. I sent to a dozen. I was just testing and playing. I sent to a dozen of my favorite clients a brush. And it was a powder brush. And I got them at a beautiful price. And I put individual wrapped, we put them in little bubble mailers, you know, so it wouldn't be a fortune to ship, but, you know, we didn't do priority mail or FedEx or anything. And then I put a love note in there and I just knew that they would love this. And I said, let's dust our cares away and enjoy the day. I hope you enjoy this brush. I love you. I miss you. I hope you're taking care of yourself.
We have been,
You know, they love the brush, you know, the brush, the cares away. You know what I mean?
We have been today with Noreen Young. You can find her at noreenyoung.com. As you can tell, she's way more than just makeup. This woman is amazing. Noreen, I miss you so much and can't wait till we can flock and gather again today. And I'm so thankful that you could share all the tips with our listeners. Bless you, darling.
Thank you.
And remember, people, be kind to one another.
Oh, we must.